Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines. Plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on StraightTalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines. All on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Canva is awesome for so many reasons, for your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it. Well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it.
Yes.
It's awesome.
So it's easy to design impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.
All right.
The Bobby Bones post-show pre-show.
Hey, Amy noticed my fingernails, which I think is weird.
It is weird because of all these years together, I've never noticed how manicured your fingers are. Like you really take care of them.
Thank
like they look better than mine right now. And
thank
I'm a girl.
You.
And I was like, do I picture Bobby at home with nail clippers and a nail file? Or do you secretly get your nails done?
Well, let's just go.
They look done, like buffed and everything.
Let's go around the room here. By the way, this is the post-show, pre-show. We just wrapped up the show today. What do you think happens here, Eddie? Which one do you think it is? Of all the options, look at my fingernails.
Yeah, you bite them.
Okay, lunchbox?
You have to bite them because you're a guy. All guys bite their nails.
Now, you've accused me at times of being not super masculine.
Right, but I think you would... Boy...
Do I do it myself?
Man, they do look pretty smooth, though.
Don't they?
Like, when you bite, they're kind of ridgy. You go get them done.
Amy?
Oh, that's...
I mean, I'm leaning towards you get your nails done, and we've never known this about you.
Bones.
Okay, fair
Say
enough.
Say it ain't so.
Well?
I am so disappointed.
The answer is... I just bite them.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
I don't do anything.
Of course.
So, yeah. Okay, so I was right. At least I don't picture you at home clipping them.
Mm. So I'm a little traumatized from the fingernails being done because as a kid...
I know.
From ages like 10 to 12, you know, when my mom was a manicurist, she was trying that for a bit. I was the hands that she used. And I would go to school with fingernails still on my polish still on and my nails done.
Your shellac.
But I was the only one because my sister's hands were too little because she was like 7. You know, what are you going to do to a 7-year-old's hands?
No, nothing.
So I was the one.
You were the...
I was the one. But yeah, Amy noticed it.
Yeah.
So do you eat them when you get done biting them?
No, I spit them out.
Oh.
And I disgust it with myself, too.
Yeah.
After you bite them?
Yeah.
Do you wash your hands to prepare for the biting?
Most of the time, but sometimes I just can't help it. I'm just like, I got to get to them.
Oh.
I know. I'm disgusting.
Yeah, I'm shocked right now.
What do you want from me? I got to go. I mentioned on the show a minute ago, I had a bunch of meetings, so we don't have a lot of time here. Anything you want to say, Amy?
Well, hope everybody has a great day.
I like that.
Yeah.
I do like
always,
that.
Always, you know.
You're doing a thing tonight, huh? Like a podcast thing?
Yeah, a live podcast from Franklin Theater.
Is it you or is it...
No, so Jessica Honegger, she's the founder of Noonday Collection, where it's jewelry that's made by artisans all over the world that, you know, otherwise wouldn't have work. And then they're sold here in the U.S. and go towards families' adoptions. She's the founder and CEO of that company, and she wrote a book. about her experience and how she started the company with her adoption and everything to fundraise. And so she's, as part of her book tour, she's doing a thing at Franklin Theater and recording a live podcast at the same time. And
are you
me and
a guest?
Me and another girl are going to be on stage with her, and we're going to be going over vulnerability and sharing adoption stuff and just our like journey. Like,
who's the other girl?
I need to look it up. Oh, I've honestly like never met her. No, I've never met her. I'm actually excited to hang out with her. Jessica is good friends with her. Jessica, I met her in Austin when we lived there. So she's super cool. And I was honored when she asked me to do it. So I'm just swinging by there. Be there. It starts at 6 o'clock. So if any girls listening right now want to snag a ticket, if you get a ticket to the podcast, you also get a free copy of her book. But
I think by
this,
people hear this, it's not going to be a thing. And this is not, this is a national thing. Yeah. I just was wondering what you were doing. Not really so much a plug.
Well, I didn't look at it as a plug, but I thought maybe that one person listening.
Maybe so.
Maybe there's
right.
one maybe that's like, right. oh my gosh, I got 5 minutes to get down there.
Yeah, maybe you're right. I shouldn't have said that. I apologize. You're right.
I don't know. I don't get anything from it. No, I'm just part of the podcast.
Yeah, speaking of podcasts, there's this one. Check it out. And John Party, a new Bobbycast with John Party. You can hear that. Search Bobbycast and listen to that. That's the deal. Let's get going with today's show. Got to go get in my parking spot and get out of here. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's still there for you. Right
so
there.
Close.
Yeah.
You'll be walk out the door. Boom, you're at your car.
Yeah. And away we go.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine, Mr. Bobby Bones. Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right. Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come, Bobby.
Hey. Welcome to Thursday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Well, a couple of days ago, we were talking about Amy, and she doesn't own a microwave. She's against microwaves. She's the only one that feels this way, though, right? We're not,
yes.
we're not all
in this
people.
Room.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Not in the world.
And your husband wants a microwave, but you don't allow one at the house. So one of Amy's husband's friends brought him a microwave.
Yeah, I left it on the porch with some beer.
What'd you end up doing with that microwave?
Still in my garage. Eddie said he wants it.
I'll take it.
Come get it, or I need to load it up and bring it.
So you're just not going to allow it into your house?
I mean, it's in the garage. I guess my husband could plug it in out there and sneak out there and use it, but I mean, why would he want to do that? We have a stove.
I don't know, to save 10 minutes?
Yeah, Laura Ingalls, you know, sometimes you can do things faster.
No, sometimes he just wants to heat up his coffee real quick, and he's like, I hear him like slamming the pot on the stove and lighting the gas.
And so we asked, what have you given up for your husband since he gave up microwave? You haven't answered
And I
this
thought
one.
Long and hard about it.
We waited for 2 days for this, folks.
Yeah, what is
it? It took me a while, but...
Amy has given up something. Her husband gave up microwaving.
Mm-hmm.
All the times that he could save in life. His coffee, even.
Yeah.
So what have you given up for him?
I used to love to make salad dressings that, you know, I would throw raw garlic cloves into because it's so good and so good for you. Raw garlic is amazing for you, but he can't stand the smell. So I gave up garlic. I don't use it in any of my salad dressings anymore.
Yeah, it's not really the same, is it?
Come on.
Why?
It took you 2 days.
That to come up with garlic?
Garlic.
Oh, y'all guys, like his life is over because he can't use a microwave?
Guys, I know I don't allow him to wear shoes anymore, but I stopped using parsley.
Yeah, I just took that
garlic
off food.
Garlic smells. Garlic and onions, that's an issue in marriages, I think. Because some people can smell it more, some people it comes out of their body differently. Like, it's a thing.
You're stretching, Amy.
Yeah.
You're stretching big time.
I think it is.
Well, there you have it, everyone that's been wondering that.
Whatever.
And welcome to whatever.
Okay, fine. I'm going to start adding garlic to my...
Welcome to Thursday's show, everybody.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
It's producer Raymundo. There was a shark attack off the coast of Massachusetts. The 61-year-old is in the hospital recovering after being bitten multiple times. In other news, officials have issued an air quality alert for the Pacific Northwest, especially Seattle, because of the smoke from the wildfires. They've recommended closing your windows and avoiding outdoor activities. And finally, weather news. Severe weather in the middle of the country and the south. Damaging winds and hail are possible. Watch out Tennessee, Kentucky, Arkansas, and Oklahoma.
The Bobby Bones Show.
What are you talking about over there, Lunchbox?
Wells Adams moved to L.A. and moved in with that girl.
Wait, so he doesn't live here anymore?
No!
So Wells Adams is a guy that was on The Bachelorette.
Yes, he was on The Bachelorette, and he passed out during one of the firefighting challenges, and America fell in love with him because he was so sweet, and then he starts dating the chick from Modern Family, and she is super rich, and now he lives with her, and all he was just this radio guy doing an afternoon show on a local station.
Why are you being a hater?
Yeah, you're hating on
him. You're hating hard.
You should be like,
I am saying he hit the jackpot. Not only did he not win The Bachelorette, which is good because... you know, those are kind of crazy. He got a chick on Modern Family. He upgraded.
Sarah Hyland is her name. She is sharing her Los Angeles home with her boyfriend, Wells Adams.
Wow.
So, Lunchbox, do you like that?
They spent a year long-distance relationship, but that ended. Wells arrived in a U-Haul truck with all his gear. They started dating 10 months ago. He slid into her DMs. Oh, wow.
Yeah. He said, next time I'm in L.A., we're going to get tacos and something. And she said, okay.
Wow. Is that what I need to do?
Yeah.
Slide into
DMs?
Yes.
Yeah.
Who should I slide into?
You just got, but you got to be super cash about it.
And you can slide into multiple because he slid into someone else's at the same time.
He did?
Yeah.
He was double sliding?
She did an interview.
The other girl?
No, Sarah Hyland was talking about it.
Huh. Well,
find me somebody and I'll slide.
Okay. I'll get you a clue.
I don't know. I'll get you someone. Let's see.
No, I mean someone that I could that would even look at my slide.
We need to. Yeah, I wonder why she noticed it.
Wells did have a full time job in radio in Nashville, but apparently he'll just get to do his Nashville show from Los Angeles, which is it makes sense. I'm all the time traveling, so it's not that hard.
Yeah.
And he's a one man show. He does afternoons. Well, good for him.
So is he investing too much in this? Like he picked up and left.
No. Her net worth is $9 million. He ain't investing too much.
Right, okay.
Okay.
So it's an investment.
I like Wells and got to know Wells a bit. I think he's a nice guy, good guy. I think that he can end up like hosting like an entertainment show because of this. If for no other reason. They break up, he's like a guy that throw on one of these bachelor shows.
He's already in L.A. That's where they do all this stuff, so that works.
I think, listen, if he's let love happen. Don't be a hater.
Because the reason he's there is because of this girl.
What is their ages?
I think they're it's appropriate.
She's 33.
And
he's 33, I mean.
And she's 27?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Super aprope.
So props.
Yeah. So props.
Yeah, and when you type in his net worth, it doesn't come up, but hers is 99 million. She gets 70,000 an episode.
He's also from California, his page says, so maybe he kind of moved back home. Anyway, Lunchbox was talking about that during...
So they're not going to see him around anymore?
No, he's living in a mansion in L.A.
No, he moved into her L.A. apartment.
Is that what... Is it apartment?
Did it say apartment? I was picturing an apartment.
I don't think
it's apartment.
Probably
I don't think apartment. I don't think
apartment. This guy got a fortune cookie, and he opened it up, and he said, hey, you should make an investment quickly, and he did, and he won $125,000.
Wow.
That's fate.
Is it so awesome, though?
In a fortune cookie. Come That's what on. They're there for.
The headline was, man follows fortune cookie's advice, wins $125,000.
That's pretty crazy.
That's pretty funny, huh?
Mm-hmm.
I was getting so much crap from our listeners calling me old. Because I go to bed, which again, four nights in a row, no television when I sleep. I did it my whole life. But I listen to Coldplay, the Rush of Blood to the Head album. Every night when I go to bed. And people are like, dang, classic rock. Listen.
Whoa, they call that classic rock?
Look up the year that came out. I would have guessed like 2002 or something. But I listened to Coldplay Clock. You know this song? Green Eyes.
I came here with a love.
Do you know this song?
I don't know. I don't think so.
2002, was that right?
It's not classic rock.
I mean, it's 16 years ago. The Scientist is on this record. Nobody said it was easy. It just reminds me of living in Little Rock. I was doing nights at Q100. All music takes you back to a place. I read this book called I'm Okay, You're Okay. And if you hear a song that you used to listen to all the time at one point in your life, for a second, taste, brain, feel, it feels, just for a brief, you have all the feelings you had then before.
That's how I feel when I hear One Headlight.
From Wallflowers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good one, Amy.
I'm in my 1986 Red Ford Bronco.
Just for a second, it feels like
that. Driving on I-35 right now.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
I came here with a love.
So, all of your body, for a split part of 1 second, goes back to how it was feeling when it used to hear that song all the time. Yeah. Triggers a part of the brain. But yeah, that, whatever. You guys can... Leave me alone.
I haven't bothered you about
it. Leave him alone.
Yeah, Eddie, because you're old, too.
Yeah, because that's not classic rock.
God.
That's modern alternative.
You know what I hear sometimes on the alternative station, and even on the classic rock, like Green Day from the 90s? Like, that's considered classic rock.
Yeah, that's classic punk.
And I guess classic country would be 90s, like Indian Outlaw, Tim McGraw is probably classic country.
Yeah.
We just have to come to the realization that we're getting older.
You know I don't mean? Like that.
I don't mind it.
You don't mind getting old? Well, probably because you have somebody. You know what I mean?
Oh, no. This is turning into a relationship thing?
No, but I'm saying, you know, I often go to bed at night going, am I always going to go to bed alone?
Oh, okay.
What am I? Like, once I get someone, I'm giving up. I don't care how I look anymore. It's over.
That's what I'm talking about, dude. Yeah, it happens.
I'm just holding this thing. Yep. I'm duct taping this thing
That's
together
right.
for just a few more years.
Pull those pants up.
Yeah,
above
man.
Above the belly button.
Yeah.
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 You're going to love how it feels.
Yeah, I love that.
Here we go. The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
It's the 30-second skinny.
Morgan number two here. Miranda Lambert turned down the first song Jason Aldean sent her to collaborate with him on for his album Rearview Town. But Love Drowns the Whiskey, which is why they decided to record that one. Thomas Rhett posted a photo of his daughter Ada James to Twitter, celebrating her first birthday with cake all over her face. Before Sam Hunt released his own music, he recorded a demo of Craig Morgan's We'll Come Back Around, and someone posted it on YouTube so we could all hear it. Here's a clip.
Know you love me when you hate me. Baby, I ain't gonna let it faze me. Right now we're just a circus leaving town. We'll come back around.
I'm Morgan number two, and that's the skinny.
Come on. It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Are you ready for some football?
Oh, right.
Yeah, college football season starts in a few weeks, but this summer there's a couple college football players that live in Miami. They're from Miami. One's the quarterback at Vanderbilt. The other one's the running back at the University of Miami. They wanted to do something to give back to their community, so they bought an old truck. They fixed it up, and they started serving meals and water to the homeless around Miami.
How about that?
They raised money, and they get all these. They drive around the city every day and just give out free food, and they hope
That's
this
cool.
will spread to other cities. They want a way to give back to their community.
Do you have their names in that story? I think we should recognize
them. Oh,
yeah.
Names. Running back Robert Burns for the University of Miami, the U! And anchor down quarterback Vanderbilt University, his name is Anthony Hassan.
There it is.
Yeah.
Wow.
How about that?
Why
so,
not?
Yeah, football players giving back. They're going to give you some football on Saturdays, and they're giving food to the homeless.
I cannot wait for college football. I'm such a diehard Arkansas Razorback fan. I, you know, who knows how good we're going to be this year. I think we're kind of rebuilding a bit, but I'm such a fan. It starts in a few weeks.
Mm. Okay. Bracing myself.
I am blocking Saturdays from my schedule so I can go to games.
Oh, like actually attend?
A couple, yeah.
That's fun.
Love it so much. I'm a college guy more than an NFL guy. I know you guys are more NFL guys.
NFL. Oh, yeah, NFL. Cowboys.
Like,
yeah.
I love the NFL, but I love... The two things that have been there my whole life. The Razorbacks and the Cubs. That's it. That's including people.
Yeah. All those players.
Yeah, yeah.
Sweet.
Everyone. No, just
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Massachusetts. A woman was driving down the highway when she saw a spider on the steering wheel. Instead of just saying, oh, and just keep driving, she freaked out, takes her hands off the wheel, flips her car, sending three people to the hospital with minor injuries.
You know, she's not a bonehead.
What?
I was thinking of myself what I would do in this situation, and I think just I'd freak out and go, oh, whoa. Like, I don't think she was dumb. I think she just reacted naturally the wrong way. Like, I don't think it's a dumb thing if there's a spider on the steering wheel to throw your hands up.
I had two friends growing up. They had some crazy bug in their car. They thought they were going to get stung, and they ended up running to a mailbox and flipping their car, but it was all because of, like, a wasp. It was awful, but I mean, they were.
You think that's a bonehead?
Yes.
End of it's a bonehead, but if there's a spider, you pull your hands up.
Yeah.
No. You just hit it with one of your hands and keep the other hand on the wheel.
If you're thinking about it, yes. But your reflex is probably like, oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Like, and then that reflex can flip the car. I feel like it was an unfortunate decision. I think I would have made a better decision than that. But I don't know about a bonehead. A spider's
Lunchbox, what if it was a snake?
Oh, I'd jump out of the car.
Yeah, there you go.
But would you be a bonehead?
No, I'd be safe.
Okay, well, so, but in your mind, that's a bonehead.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your bonehead story of the day.
It's your segment, so, okay. You can have this one. But I don't think that's a bad thing. If you're listening, lady, nobody died, right?
No, minor injuries. It looks a lot worse than it is, says the police chief.
There you have it, folks. Thank you.
Bobby Bones.
If you want to save money this summer, why not start by paying less interest on your credit card balances? Refinance with a credit card consolidation loan from LightStream. It's an easy way to save hundreds to thousands of dollars and lower your interest rate. LightStream offers credit card consolidation loans from 5.89% APR with autopay, much lower than the average credit card interest rate of over 18% APR. So say goodbye to high-interest credit cards this summer and start saving with LightStream. Apply today and get an additional interest rate discount. The only way for listeners to get this special discount is to go to lightstream.com/country. That's lightstream.com/country. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com for more information.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up. Come on, Bobby.
These lunch ladies stole $500,000 in lunch money.
Two sisters.
Right?
Yeah.
Mike D, what do you know about this?
So they would take away money from the deposit, and they started noticing. So they switched to like a different system, and then they found they were stealing like $50 to $60 each time, and then it just got more and more and more.
Like, what kind of lunch place was this?
School. Yeah. School lunches. School, they worked at two different cafeterias, but in the same district maybe or something.
And they were like nice schools. And
they stole $500,000 in lunch money?
For years. They were doing it for years.
Mm-hmm.
This is only over 5 years that they're counting for.
Yeah.
So they may have done it for more. Yeah. There may be more money missing.
Lunch lady.
Wow. That kind of blows my mind.
I know. I'm like, how did they... So sometimes some people in their family, or I don't know their situation, had to be like, so wait, what do you do again?
Yeah, you're driving a Lambo?
And you have a hairnet on? Something there. Wow.
Yeah.
Well... That's an interesting story. Hey, you know what they call me, right?
Yes, country music's youngest historian.
That's right. So on this day...
The Bobby Bones Show.
On this day in
country music.
I mean, kind of a dark one today. 41 years ago, 1977, is when they found Elvis dead. Did you know that?
In the bathroom.
Wow.
His friend did, yeah.
Whole rhythm section was a purple.
His girlfriend did. I guess I don't know who she is. Ginger Alden?
Yeah.
Did you know that was?
Yeah, I did. I saw a movie recently on it.
He had been seated on a toilet reading. He died of heart failure at 42.
He died on the toilet?
Yes.
Wow.
And this song, Way Down, was the last single he released before his death. It topped the country charts, by the way. This is a country song.
Way down where the music plays. Way down like a tidal wave. Way down where the fire plays. Way down.
So he dies on August 18th, and in late August, someone tried to steal his body. Do you guys know that?
No.
The remains of both him and his mother were reburied at Graceland's Meditation Garden October 2nd. Elvis was the most significant pop artist of the 20th century, and so he entered the Country Music Hall of Fame in 1998. And so, yeah, rest in peace, Elvis Presley.
Yeah, R.I.P.
R.I.P., and that's the deal. Ah. And I'm, oh, by the way, I'm country music's
youngest historian.
That was
On This Day in
Country Music.
The Bobby Bones Show.
All right, so I'll give you an actor. Tell me what you think is their highest Rotten Tomatoes score movie.
Okay.
Meaning the best reviewed movie.
Got it.
Okay, so if I say Tom Cruise, what movie of his do you think is the highest?
Mission Impossible.
That's right, and you would have got a point there. That's right.
Boom.
Yeah. It's 97%.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
So the lowest, though, would have been Cocktail at 5%.
Oh, but that's such a good movie.
Yes. Cocktail's amazing.
With Elizabeth Shue?
It's 5%.
Jamaica. Oh, man.
I've never seen it. It sounds terrible.
Oh, no. It's good.
Okay. Let's start the game. Everybody understands how to play this?
Yes.
Yep.
Lunchbox.
Yeah.
We're going to start with you. Dwayne The Rock Johnson. What's his highest reviewed movie? Best reviews. Think about that. The Rock.
Dwayne Rock Johnson. He's been in a lot of movies. Has to be Tooth Fairy.
Tooth Fairy.
Because kids rate it, and so that's what they're going to give it.
That is not it. The answer is Fast and Furious. Yeah. Oh, but you got to answer. His worst reviewed movie is Baywatch at 18%.
Oh, yeah, that looked bad.
Eddie.
Yeah, come on.
Ben Affleck. What's his highest reviewed movie ever?
Oh, the highest review is probably Gone Girl.
Gone Girl. Show me Gone Girl. No.
How about them apples?
Good Will Hunting.
Good Will Hunting is his best one?
97%. His worst is Geely.
Oh, yeah. Shocker. Yeah. With J-Lo.
Amy.
Yeah.
It's a tough one.
No, great.
Halle Berry.
Ooh.
Halle Berry.
Highest reviewed, best reviewed movie. Halle Berry, best reviewed movie.
Avatar.
I don't think she's an Avatar.
She's one of the Avatars?
Mm. Well, you missed that one. You didn't pick a movie she was in.
I honestly, Bobby, I don't know that I could tell you a movie.
Well, these are... I mean, she was in X-Men, her highest rated movie.
Okay.
I never saw it. Catwoman's her lowest.
Oh.
Oh.
Okay.
Lunchbox.
Catwoman was so good, that suit. Yeah, go ahead.
Tom Hanks.
Oh, so many movies.
There's a lot of good movies.
Tom Hanks.
Highest reviewed movie, best score.
It has to be. Ooh. Oh, Forrest Gump.
Quality answer.
That's not it.
That's not it.
Oh, wow. What? I'm shocked, Lunchbox.
Forrest Gump only has a 76% score.
Okay, I think I know it.
What do you think it would be?
You've Got Mail?
No, it's Big at 97%.
Oh, Big.
Which is so good. It's a little old.
It's so good, though.
But so good. His lowest is Inferno. I don't know what that is. Eddie.
Never saw that. Yeah, go ahead.
Will Ferrell.
Okay.
His highest reviewed movie. Will Ferrell.
Old school.
Old school.
Give me that bell, Bones.
Yeah. What?
What?
Anchorman.
Elf.
Oh, Elf! It's my favorite Christmas movie. Duh.
We still watch that.
Yeah.
Does anyone have any points?
No.
I do.
No, that was a.
Amy, you didn't even know a Halle Berry movie.
Yeah, he said Avatar.
Amy.
Yeah.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
The highest reviewed movie?
Highest reviewed movie. Of all the reviews, the percentage of people loved it.
I feel like it could be a Terminator one, or it could be that one where he's a kindergarten cop.
Oh, gosh. Which one do you have? You can pick any movie. Arnold Schwarzenegger. What's his highest reviewed movie?
Terminator!
Show me Terminator.
Yeah, okay.
I'll be back.
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you sure I didn't get another one right?
That was an example.
Oh. Yeah.
My goodness.
Lunchbox.
Abducted.
Will Smith.
Oh, man.
You and Eddie can both take a shot at this one.
Okay.
If you
I got
get
it.
If you get it, you get to go against Amy at sudden death.
Will Smith.
Highest reviewed movie.
I'm in.
Yeah. Pursuit of Happiness.
Eddie?
I Am Legend.
No, I'm sorry. Men in Black, 92%.
Oh,
we're so dumb, dude.
No, you are.
You didn't get it either.
Adam Sandler.
Okay. Happy Gilmore.
It's not a race.
Oh.
Okay, he says Happy Gilmore. I will go Billy Madison.
Punch Drunk Love, 80%.
Not even that good.
What?
Romantic.
Rom-com.
I've seen
kind of serious
one.
Movie.
It's weird, though.
Yeah. Amy, you are the winner. Congratulations.
Wow, thanks.
Those are terrible.
I think
we went over.
It's hard.
That's a hard game.
Are you sure Halle Berry wasn't an Avatar? We fact checked that.
Was that a fun game? Or no?
No one's really sure about it. So maybe.
Because they're all blue. Yeah. And I think in X-Men she paints her body, or Catwoman, or
she has to have painted herself blue at some point.
Yeah, Bones. Fun game. I like.
We like that one.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, on the other side, never gonna get it. You want to throw one of these out there? Here we go. The average woman has 9 different kinds of this. Okay? On the other side of this, we'll ask it again. The average woman has 9 different kinds of this. Lunchbox thinks she knows it. Go ahead and spoil it.
Lipstick.
Show me lipstick. No.
Wow.
The average woman has 9 different kinds of this. Holly?
Yeah.
What you think about this?
I think it's lotion.
Oh, it is lotion. No, it's not lotion. It is not lotion. Sorry about that. Amy?
Sunglasses.
No.
Eddie? Easy. Nail polish.
Oh, no.
Oh, man.
The average woman has 9 different kinds of this. Kathy in Tennessee?
Shampoo.
Oh.
Oh.
Wow, that's a good answer.
Oh, is it?
Is it?
Oh, no.
The answer is bottles of perfume. That would have been the answer.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Darn.
I know. Darn it. I mentioned this. So it looks like there's a school district in Colorado. They will only go to school 4 days a week as part of a new plan to save the district nearly $1 million. The district, which has 18,000 students. We're not talking about Mountain Pine, Arkansas here, where I'm from, by the way. Mm-hmm. Where I graduated with 40 kids. This is a big school district. They're going to go 4 days a week. Amy, you're a mom. Thoughts?
My thoughts on being a mom, I don't know what other parents' plans are, but like if you work a 5-day-a-week job, you're going to have to figure out that fourth day now. Or that one day that's now left open.
Hey, you can call us, too, if you want to hop in. 877-77-BOBBY.
So,
what would you think about this? Go ahead.
Employers in that area
should
get their employees working Monday through Thursday, or however they do it.
Well, I think the difference is that you stay longer on those 4 days, so your work days will be longer then.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, families would just have to adjust. I mean, kids got to love that 3-day weekend. That'd be amazing.
Got a text here. First day of school in Warren, Texas today. We're going to be pimping joy all over that elementary. So a text there. By the way, you can text us too. Just text whatever your message is to 26229. That's our text number, 26229. A confirmation text will be sent. Standard message and data rates apply. So there's that. This woman, this poor lady, she's not even 100, but she drives her car into the BMW dealership as she's like test driving a car.
Oh, no.
Because usually they're like 100.
Yeah.
And they step on the wrong pedal. A female driver in her 30s accidentally hit the accelerator instead of the brake.
No.
Two employees of the dealership suffered minor injuries. It was a $45,000 car, a brand new BMW. Video footage of the incident shows the Navy SUV smashing the glass door and window. Like, straight into those big glass doors.
Oh.
Boosh. Do you see
my
it?
My goodness. Oh, my goodness.
Yep.
That's intense. I mean, that's like, I'm surprised nobody got hurt more than just minor injuries.
Think about how you'd be feeling in that car, okay? You think you're going to drive and go backward, but instead you go forward. Like, do it, like, you're like, okay, you're in the car. You're like, okay, I'm going to put it in reverse. Go ahead. And then...
Well, it's all happening so fast that I'd just be like, ah! And then I'd be like, I would get out, and I don't even know, because clearly she's okay.
Would you just run?
Yeah!
I don't know!
And like, then do you have to buy the car? What happens?
No, I think insurance will help you.
Oh, good, good.
If you have it.
But I think the car dealership has to have insurance.
Oh, sure, yeah. You're right, because it's not hurt. Oh, my goodness. That is... Man.
It looks like something, though, that you would do, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I know. That's why I feel like... I know how she feels a little bit. I mean, I haven't done that, but you just kind of get out and hang your head and say you're sorry.
Say you're sorry. We'll put that up at bobbybones.com. This humongous school district in Colorado is going from 5 days a week, which is normal for us, to 4 days a week because they're going to save money. Let's kind of read into the details. They expect to save money by not having to run the fleet of buses for 5 days a week through lower utility costs, and they also expect to hire fewer substitute teachers, which could then save the district hundreds of thousands, even $1 million. So 5 days to four. And I said, hey, what do you guys think about that? Erica in Louisiana, you're on.
Hey, Bobby, how are you?
Really good. We're talking about school weeks. You know, they're shortening it to 4 days in some places. Your thoughts on that?
Well, I just took a job at a new school as a teacher where they do 4 days a week.
Oh, wow.
And it's amazing.
So are your days longer?
Yes. We go from 7:20 to 4:20.
Oh, that's not so bad. And you get in at 4:20.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
I didn't leave my school before until about 4:20, so I get a nice break during the day to get things done. My children are in school with me. We drive 50 minutes every morning to work, to school, but it's worth it for that three-day weekend.
So do you have Monday off or Friday off?
We have Monday off.
How about that?
Okay.
It's a big difference.
Man, I'm in. I do the show 4 days a week and in the afternoon.
You like that?
Yeah, and shorter, like 2 hours. That'd be good. Wesley in Indiana, you're on.
Hey, Bobby, good morning.
Hey, bud, you a dad?
Yes, I am. I'm actually a stepfather, and I love the four-day-a-week idea. I think it's more time to spend with the kids. Let kids be kids, man. The summers are already too short. I love my kids. I want to spend time with them. You know what I'm saying? I think it's a great idea. They need to bring it up north. I'm from Louisiana, but up north, they need it immediately.
Well, appreciate that.
That's cool.
Wesley checking in from Indiana. Appreciate you. Here's one. Caitlin in Kansas, you do not think it's a good idea.
I do not think it's a good idea. Coming from somebody who, okay, so right now I work 3 12s a week because I have two toddlers. But once my kids are in school, I'm actually going to be in school to work as a surgical tech. So then I'll work 5 days a week, 8 to 4, so I can kind of coordinate with their school schedule. Because we live in a different town than I work, and then my kids are babysat in.
Yeah, it does seem like that the big issue would be the timing, because we're trained also in the five-day work week.
Yeah, it's just what we know.
We may work more, we may work less, but 5 days pretty standard, and it kind of matches up with the, yeah, I mean, that's a great point, Caitlin. So it would not be good for you.
No, it would work great for my schedule now, but I don't want to be a CNA the rest of my life. I would love to move up. So.
And I don't want you to be. I don't even know what that is. But if you don't want it, I don't want it for you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Hey, thank you for calling. Thanks for listening to the show. Appreciate that. Hey, thanks for all the calls. You can still hop on Facebook and let us know what you think about the four-day-a-week school week. I think I'd be into it. I'd be into a six-day-a-week school week, though. I love
school. Oh, my
gosh. To learn.
Oh,
I'll go now. Yeah, that'd be good. Bobby Bones, come on. A woman had a contact lens stuck in her eye for 28 years. Didn't know it. She's 42. Doctors found it because she's like, something's wrong with my eye.
I've been feeling something for a few years now.
A lump above her left eye had grown and gotten painful to the touch.
Oh.
Her eyelid had drooped slightly. So turns out that back in the day, she was playing tennis and she thought it fell out of her eye, but it fell in her eye. Whoa. And it sat there for 28 years.
Oh, wow. That's crazy.
Right. My eye hurts.
Man, I can't even keep an eyelash in there for like 5 seconds.
A woman has a pin cap lodged in her lung for 40 years after accidentally swallowing it as a child. Amy did her shoulders like, eh.
Yeah, I figured she probably swallowed it as a kid. Probably not doing much harm.
The 49-year-old had been admitted to the hospital after suffering a pain in her abdomen.
She's or like, there's ow. That.
My belly hurts.
Or it could cause you pain.
The woman said she was playing in the classroom with her desk and she accidentally swallowed the cap at the age of 9. Took her to the hospital, nothing. But then all of a sudden, coughs. Like a cough that lasted for 19 years.
Oh my goodness.
They couldn't figure it out and they go in and start digging around and it's a pin lid from 40 years ago.
Man.
Isn't that nutty?
Yeah.
You know what's been happening with me is I have been having terrible nightmares. Last night I had such vivid Google why you have nightmares. Because okay. I've been sleeping with no TV and I've been getting some good sleep. But what happens when you sleep is you dream. And I never dream, but I've been having dreams these last few nights. I mean, I had nightmares that I was getting shot at. I had nightmares that I was getting kidnapped.
Really?
Yeah, last night was hardcore.
That's scary.
Twice. I woke up, and the thing about a nightmare is you wake up and you're done. You can't go back to sleep for a long time because your heart just does this.
Ooh.
And you can't go to sleep with your heart. So I fall back asleep, and it happens again. And so about 3, I was like, I'm done. Why would I have nightmares?
Nightmares for adults are oftentimes caused by psychological triggers. For example, anxiety and depression, PTSD, chronic reoccurrent nightmares. If you have that going on, it's one of those things likely.
Do you think we could work a shift here where someone comes and lays with me in my bed from the show one night a week? Everybody could do one night.
Oh, one of us?
Yeah. Just because I think I just get scared.
I need a raise for that.
Okay.
Oh, I think, yeah.
Just like I pet my forehead.
Okay.
Is there not like an app for that?
That's going to be in our job description now.
Yeah.
Someone has to come and lay with me.
Pet Bobby for 4
Sorry,
hours.
I'm like dealing with like 3 other people in my household, so.
Yeah, but what about me?
I don't know.
Yeah. What about me? Yeah, I was hardcore. I turned the TV on.
Get an American Girl doll.
I know. And then Lunchbox will make fun of me, though.
Yeah, you cannot, yeah. Do not get a doll.
If anyone else starts making fun of me, between Instagram, and they're just dragging me on Instagram.
Yeah.
Between the skinny legs yeah. and the parking spot, my Instagram is just a feed of people beating me up.
And you're listening to old music.
Yeah, they're not really getting me on that over there.
And maybe that's why you're having nightmares.
Why?
Because everyone's just going hard on you.
Maybe so.
Everyone just go easy on Bobby. Come on.
You know what I do? I come in here. I try to put on a good entertaining show. We try to give back as much as we possibly can. And then I put up, your boy finally got a parking space. And people are just crushing me. I don't even really have an office. It's a green room / storage unit / office. I finally get a parking spot after 5 years.
So
people go, oh, you've changed. You know what's changed? I finally got one after complaining about it for 5 years.
Yeah, it changed.
Whenever you were working on your contract and you were thinking of ridiculous things like a parking spot, did you debate office? Because like legit, you don't have an office, which is weird.
There's just no parking.
Yeah.
And if I come up here at 2
in
the afternoon.
And you don't really care about the office.
No,
okay.
You don't need. I come up here at 2 in the afternoon and there's nowhere to park. I got to park, take an Uber to work.
Is there a way we can earn points to park in your spot if you're out of town?
Amy, let it go.
Yeah, I like that idea.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's like rapid rewards.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So anyway, I've been having crazy nightmares. I don't know what anybody else is doing. But that's what I've been doing. Having nightmares all night last night. Crazy. Our iHeartRadio Music Festival is about to come up. We're going to go out to Vegas.
So pumped.
Yeah, so there's a, you know, the daytime stage, and Eddie and I, our band, The Raging Idiots, play that, and then
amazing.
We go, and it's the big show with, man, everybody, Carrie and Luke and
yeah.
Justin Timberlake. You know who isn't going to be there?
Who?
Raymundo. I know.
Wait, what?
Our audio producer, because he got told he didn't make the list.
Yeah, there was a cut, and I guess I'm not really needed probably out there. There's not really producing or whatever it is that I do isn't necessary out there.
Does it make you sad?
Well, I mean, pretty much everybody made the cut, and I got Mike D's going, I know that. And then randomly, Morgan number one's going. But I've actually decided, I found out a way I can actually go.
How?
company sent out a memo and they were just like, hey, if you work for this company full time, you can try and win a hotel, RV, or not an RV, SUV,
yeah,
and also tickets to the shows and flight and everything's paid for. So I've been applying every single week.
Oh, wow. You're trying to win the contest?
Yes. Yeah.
Do you want to go?
Yeah. If I can win it, then I got a free trip. I mean, I can't, I'm not doing
it. Wait, hold
flight.
On. Is he really the only one from the show not going?
There's a couple other people.
Morgan 2's not going. Are you?
No, I have a wedding.
She has a wedding, so then that's where Morgan number 1's coming in.
Too many Morgans. Wait, let me pull some strings.
Yeah, because they picked a winner from like a week ago. Some random lady in Minnesota. I've never even heard of her.
Well, yeah,
she still works
in
sales. There's a ton of people that work in our company.
I actually kind of, I thought it was just on air, kind of.
Ray thinks he knows everybody.
Well, let me see what I can do, okay? Well,
yeah.
Okay, but you got to be good out there. You tend to go a little out of control.
There won't be any gambling. I've already been there a month ago and did
it's
that.
It's not the gambling, it's the drinking.
Well, if you don't want me to drink, I won't drink.
Okay.
He's struggling with saying that.
We'll talk, all right, bud?
Yeah.
Okay, here's Amy, by the way, doing a commercial.
Oh.
And we were doing commercials for a dealership in North Carolina, and she got a little sassy with me, as she does.
Yeah.
It's for Crossroads Ford Kernersville.
Yeah, I was in business mode.
Yeah, and so she's talking about the new Ford Explorer Platinums, but she says Floored. Florida Explorer?
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, hey, you said Florida. She said, no, I didn't.
Okay, here. I need to hear. $1,000 off. New 20.
By the way, this is the clip. 3, 2, 1.
$1,000 off. New 2018 Ford Explorer Platinums and Floored Edge Titanium.
Ford.
Huh?
Yeah, Ford.
Ford.
Not what? Floored.
I didn't say Floored.
You did.
Ah, come on.
You said Floored. You did. Okay. Okay, hold on. I'm going to play the rest of the clip. Here's Amy. You did.
And right now, you can take up to $6,000 off new 2018 Ford Explorer Platinums and Floored.
See?
Okay.
There you have it.
Oh, see, I didn't believe that I said that the first time, but that's me hearing it back, and you are right.
Yes, that's right.
I said Floored.
That's right.
It was because Ford was next to Platinum, and I floored. Yeah.
I just do that sometimes.
Yeah, I know.
By the way, we get a lot of text messages here on our text line. Hey, don't text and drive. If you're going to text us, stop at a light, pull over. Be at the office. Don't text and drive.
For sure.
Somebody called us yesterday that was texting us and hit a car.
Uh-oh. What?
Yeah.
No.
They were texting. But you know what happened yesterday? I'm messing with the radio and some like flipping stations around. And I see the car in the left lane, the turn lane, go. And I'm like, oh, we should all go. And so I started rolling forward. But we weren't going in our lane. I almost nailed the car in front of me.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
Just by looking at the radio. Because that car beside you starts going. Yeah. Like, oh, we all got to go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ooh. That peripheral vision driving will get you. I do that.
Is that what you, no, I don't do that. And then I happen to look up.
Yeah. I do when I'm in a turn lane, they're not. They start going straight and I think, oh, I can just start.
That's what I was doing.
Yeah. It's not good. The focus.
Don't be texting driving. Don't be texting driving.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
She's only 10 years old, but Chloe has already saved a life. She was home alone with her 21-year-old aunt, who was hiding her pregnancy. She did not realize she had gone into labor. But luckily for Chloe, she had watched YouTube videos about taking care of dolls. And she cleaned up the baby, swaddled the baby, because she had seen how to do that with dolls.
Wow.
And that's what she did. By the time that everyone arrived, she was rocking the swaddled baby back and forth, waiting for paramedics. How about that? Just watching YouTube on how to do American Girl doll.
It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, that's awesome. Good. She's 10 years old, and YouTube helped. That YouTube, I learned a lot of stuff from YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
Who needs school anymore? People talking about 4-day school days? Just get on YouTube.
Exactly.
Put in your hours and go play. That's what I say.
Bobby Bones Show.
Here we go.
Latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
It's the 30-second skinny.
Dan and Shay hosted a Tequila Tuesday in Nashville this week to celebrate their latest single, Tequila, with over 10,000 fans turning out for the free show.
Yeah, here's Dan and Chase singing, and the crowd singing even louder.
That's
cool, huh?
Yeah.
I think at this point, you have to consider that for Song of the Year. Because I know usually they go, well, Song of the Year has got to be something about death or home or it's always like something.
Yeah, I don't know.
But that song is so big.
Yeah,
it has
goosebumps.
To be considered for Song of the Year.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, good for Dan and Shay. I was actually texting with Dan last night. I sent him a message. I was like, hey man, you're looking swole on Instagram. because he's like growing his hair out and he's yeah. working out hardcore.
Yeah, I like his hair. His hair looks good. It's like real big and poofy now.
Yeah, and he's got big muscles. So I just sent him a message. I was like, hey, I don't know if anybody's saying anything to you, but I noticed your big muscles. He's looking good.
He goes to the gym like every day.
Does he?
That's where my husband runs into him.
I go to the gym. How come I don't have big muscles?
Every day.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know. Oh,
man. All right, what else Morgan over to?
Old Dominion shared a post on Twitter from 2010 showing them playing a Nashville bar with a crowd of only two people saying, what a crazy ride we've been on. I remember feeling lucky to watch them dance.
Yeah, well, Old Dominion. Yeah, good dude. Wow. What else?
Before Sam Hunt released his own music, he recorded a demo of Craig Morgan's We'll Come Back Around, and somebody revealed it on YouTube. Here's a clip of it.
Yeah, here's Craig Morgan's version first, so you know.
I know you love me when you hate me.
Here is Sam Hunt's version that he recorded before and did not release as a song.
I know you love me when you hate me. Baby, I ain't gonna let it faze me. Right now we're just a circus leaving town. We'll come back around.
Such a big fan of Sam Hunt. He's so good. Mm-hmm. Writes songs and you go, ah, you know, maybe you love Sam Hunt for his music and maybe you don't. But Sam Hunt's written all the songs for all the people too that you love. The Billy Currington's. I mean, Sam's written for everybody. He's just a really good artist, creator, singer. I'm a big fan. And you know what? Most people are big fans. Almost everybody's a big fan. You got like 1% of people.
Yeah, like who's not?
That ain't country people.
Oh, I don't know them.
But he's extremely country is the weird thing about Sam. He's extremely
country.
From
Alabama, man.
Yeah, I just, yeah. Anyway, don't get me started.
It's from the country.
I'm a big Sam Hunt guy. All right, is that it? Morgan number two?
Yep, Morgan number two. That's the skinny.
Thank you very much.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
Transmitting across America. This is the Bobby
Bones Show.
That's right. Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come, Bobby.
Someone just texted me that I had name dropped and didn't hit the name drop button.
Name drop!
Well, because I said I was texting with Dan from Dan and Shay.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Here's the thing. There was a point a few years ago when I just wouldn't mention anybody. I would just go, hey, a bud. But like a few of these artists I'm kind of friendly with. Should I not say it? Or should I? Because I want to hide who I am to the listeners. Like, I feel like I should be as authentic as possible. And if we're talking about Dan and Shay, and I'm like, hey, I actually know him. He's a good dude. Here's a funny story about me telling a dude he has big muscles. I want to share it.
Yeah. And Dan just seems like such a regular, normal dude. I didn't even catch the name drop thing, but it's true. You did drop the name, so maybe you hit the button.
Maybe so. It's just I'm in this weird place where...
Yeah, it's like, it's the
I know
world
them, but
you're
I,
in.
I don't know. You guys can text me and let me know. You can text whatever you want to 26229. Whatever you put your name on there too, so I can make fun of you. A confirmation text will be sent. Standard message and data rates apply. I'm not gonna make fun of you, probably. Amy, are you ready over there for the morning corny?
Ready?
I'm trying to be real. The parking spot thing got me all flustered yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we'll get to that in a minute.
The morning corny.
What do you call a shotgun wedding in the Caribbean?
What do you call a shotgun wedding in the Caribbean?
Jamaican me marry you.
I like that one, Amy.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
All right, thanks.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
That was the morning corny.
I'm at a crossroads. Last couple days on my personal Instagram, I posted things and people just popping me, man. I posted one of me at the gym. And I was doing some shoulder lifts, right? And so I laid the bar down in front of me and I was just dancing, right? Just a little dance. I'm fine. Look at me.
Yeah.
Look at me being fun. People are like, hey, stop skipping leg day. Here's another one. I love the show, but you're too dang skinny. Put on a little weight and look healthy, not skeletal.
What does that have to do with anything?
I wasn't asking for comments.
I love the show, but your legs are too skinny.
They are thin. I've always had bird legs. My calves are really small.
Yeah.
But I got to tell you, I haven't thought about it in years, and now I'm self-conscious about it. I'm just being honest. I wore pants to the gym yesterday.
Yeah. I saw that you did that. And I was
not
like,
jeans,
oh,
but like
that,
I did. I'm on a little bit. It did get to me. I pride myself, and I've been doing this a long time. Things don't get to me a lot, but it did. It got to me. Here is one from Pat. Being fit and thin is definitely better than being fat, but you need to put on some muscle weight.
Wow.
Again, I didn't ask for this.
Mm-mm, no.
Joshua says chicken legs. Jesus, Bobby.
Come on, man.
I can't make my legs bigger. I've tried for years. And I forgot that I had ugly legs. So
nobody said
I
they
did.
Were
no,
ugly.
No, they did.
Do you skip leg day?
No, I did. By the way, yesterday I was so just sad about it a little bit that I did like double leg day yesterday.
Oh, no, double
I'm so
leg
sore.
Day.
I did squats. I did all the stuff. I didn't get any bigger. So there's that. And then yesterday, I, you know, we put up the parking spot sign. I was pretty proud of myself. I got a parking spot. There's no parking in this building. There's a garage, and we're in a heavy populated area. After 5 years of complaining on the air and off the air, I finally got a parking spot.
Yeah. It's true. Parking is an issue.
And so they gave me a parking spot, part of the new deal. And the listeners are crushing me, man. One of them was like, oh, we've been noticing changes. It just makes sense. What are you talking about? The only thing that's changed is I got one.
Yeah.
I've been complaining for 5 years. You want to hear some more of them?
Yeah. Sure.
This is about my parking spot on Instagram. I'm really surprised. It's definitely an ego thing.
Well, so explain to them why it's not an ego thing.
No, I mean, it's probably, I just don't, I want to park next to the door, and I don't want to pull up here at 3 p.m. and have to park down the road and walk.
Yeah.
That's all. It's like having a new studio. We have a crap studio. We're going to get a new one built.
Which is going to be amazing.
Yeah.
Thanks for that.
Sure, it's an ego thing, I guess. When you, it's like vacation. We take vacation. The listeners give us the hardest time.
Yeah.
If someone offered you vacation, would you go, nah, I'm not going to take it?
Well, honestly, you probably would
say
no.
I wouldn't. No,
yeah.
I'm not taking
like,
it.
You're kind of forced to take it.
You don't like
vacation.
I don't like vacation, but I'm just saying people get at us.
Yeah.
And we didn't even take 2 weeks this summer. You know, so whatever. The Iowa boot man. Because I wrote score one for the little guy. And he's like, what are you talking about, little guy? Let me tell you this. I will never not be the little guy. I'm Bobby from Mountain Pine, Arkansas. Population 700. So if I'm ever not the little guy, that means I'm not fighting for the little guy anymore. In my heart, I'm always the same.
And in your heart, you want all the little guys to have their own parking spot.
That's right. And one of these years, I'm going to get Amy one.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, I would be so embarrassed. Don't do it.
I'm just going to you want to get me hot? Tell me who I am. That gets me hot.
Oh.
Like, you want to get me mad?
Like hot?
Like, no, not like sexy. Hot, like
hot and bothered.
Yeah, don't tell me who I am.
Yeah, don't tell him he's not a little guy.
Yeah, I will always be what I was when I was born. I'll always fight for the people that listen to this show. I am an ambassador for you. And I need to climb the ladder to be able to have more of a platform.
Mm-hmm.
I work hard. Everybody works hard. We're all working hard. Not in this room. I'm the only one working hard in the room. The rest of you guys, I don't know what you do.
Yeah, we hardly work.
You just kind of show up.
Yeah. Wake up, walk in the room. Oh, we're going to do a show today? Show, okay, man. Good.
Anyway, I've been getting just rattled over on Instagram.
Well, you know what the online world does sometimes.
Yeah, it made me crazy. Here's one. Bobby, what a D-bag.
Oh.
Oh, it's a whole thing. Okay. No, Eddie, it's still on my feed.
It's a nice one.
Like, I try to make this show a show where people can come, be entertained, we give back. That's it. Nothing crazy. And all of a sudden, I get a parking spot. I'm the bad guy. I got chicken legs. I'm the bad guy.
Yeah. People should focus more on the positives instead of the negatives.
Yeah. Like. And I'll always be the little guy in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm not the little guy, I give up.
And you're never going to give up.
No. There you go. Thank you.
So are there any positive comments in there?
No, none.
Just all negative?
There are no positive comments.
Hey, guys, come on. Get on there now and start writing positive stuff.
No, don't do that.
No, don't do that.
No, yeah, don't do that. That's called fishing.
Oh.
Yeah. Kelly in Florida, what's happening?
Hey, Bobby, how are you?
I'm real good. What's up with you?
Not too much. I'm driving on my way to work.
Yeah, what can I do for you?
Well, I was just listening to your show, and I'm, you know, listening to you talk about all the haters.
Yeah, God made me for a specific reason. I just wanted to yell that for some reason. Because I feel like, man, I come in here, and I try to give my heart. I try to represent my people. If you listen to this show, you're one of us. You're in a club. We're not the first string. We're not. We were never picked first. We're never the best at anything, but we are who we are. We're a team. We call ourselves the B team. This, not the A team, the B team. But that's okay. We bond in that. And then I got a parking spot, and then I get hammered. You know what I mean?
I was actually really happy for you when I saw that you got the parking spot.
Thank you. That's all I want to hear.
Just, you deserve it.
Thank you.
You know, I think you need to listen to your own advice that you give us sometimes, though, because, you know, I'm of a B team. I'm, you know, the underdog, I guess you could call it. I come from a small town, and, you know, I was going up for promotions at my job, and I kept not getting them, and then I was ready to give up, and another promotion came up, and you know, I honestly didn't want to, but I listened to the show and I listened, you know, to you discuss, you know, how you don't give up. So I went in and I ended up getting the promotion a couple months
ago. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I'm talking about. But how am I not taking my own advice? Like, I got that parking spot. That's why I give it back now.
I know. But you deserve it.
I'm a person that...
You know, I'm a person who is out there to, I work with people with disabilities, and I'm there to help them get jobs. And I sit there and inspire people and provide all these positive stuff about them, but it's hard for me to follow my own advice.
Yeah, it's tough. Sometimes even Santa Claus says bah humbug, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes. Not a lot. That. Not a lot. Sometimes he does. That's why I have you guys here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
We keep you lifted up.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, thank you for the call, Kelly. Congratulations, and appreciate you calling. Lunchbox and his wife got into a fight about the baby, huh?
Yes, our first fight. And it all comes down to sleeping, because people that haven't never had a newborn, I never realized how much noise they make in the middle of the night.
Yeah, here's a clip. He recorded it for us. So that's your baby?
That's the baby in the middle of the night as you're trying to sleep. So you hear these noises and you can't sleep. So everybody's like, get a noise maker. So it drowns it out and it's soothing for the baby. So we got one, but my wife refuses to turn it on and she won't move the baby across the room.
Baby's still in the room with you guys.
6 inches from the bed. Like right there next to my head. So those are right in my ear. That is the baby, right? So you hear everything. So you can't get peaceful sleep. I want
to
move.
Can I go to the couch?
Well, that's the thing.
Oh.
That's where we got in the fight.
Okay.
I said, we have to move the bassinet, which is where the baby sleeps in. It's a little thing. Across the room and turn on the noisemaker or I'm going downstairs. Because I have to get sleep. And she says, we can't move the baby because what if something happens and we can't turn on the noisemaker because you wouldn't be able to hear the baby in distress in the middle of the night. So what is the point of getting a noisemaker if you're not going to turn it on?
It sounds like she's just a new mom who's super worried about the baby.
I understand that. But
and your baby was 6 weeks early.
Right. But my baby is now a month old.
Oh, it should be on its own now?
Well, not even on its own.
Should be walking and
buy its own car insurance.
Should be in its own bed.
It should be across the room so we can get some sleep and we can turn on the noisemaker. And it's just like peaceful noises, like water. It's like a waterfall. Like,
but she doesn't want that.
And she doesn't want that. So we got in a fight because I said, look, you're either going to do this, you're going to turn on the noisemaker, or I'm going downstairs.
Maybe you should say it in a different way. Start there.
How do you say it, really?
I said, look, we got two options here.
Look.
I have to get up early in the morning. I need to get sleep. And I can't sleep with this noise, all this noise in my head.
Well, how come she doesn't get sleep and you don't stay up with the baby?
Do what?
Remember, Bobby, she's on vacation.
No, she's on maternity leave. It's different.
I know, but he calls it vacation.
Why can't you just stay up with the baby and while she gets some sleep?
She doesn't have to do anything during the day. I have to get up and go to work. Like, I can't sleep because you hear that. Like,
I get it. So what was her answer, though? Did she say go to the couch? Or
she said, you can't just leave the baby. Like, we signed up for this together. And
True.
Got him.
Yeah, you played a big part in that.
You did do it together.
Yeah, we did. Guys. And so we are negotiating. She goes, maybe after this weekend, give me a few more days to get more comfortable. Maybe we can turn on the noise machine.
Okay.
Oh. Amy, your thoughts on this?
I mean, I think she could. I think just give her a few days. I think she will be able to hear the baby even with the noisemaker. So hopefully y'all can give that a try. If not, she probably will just send you to the couch if you keep talking that way anyway. So you're good.
I told her millions of people have babies every year and they turn on the noise machine and they hear the baby. Like, it's amazing how it works. They invent these things and they work and people still hear their baby.
Like a little bit. Can't you just be sensitive to her emotions and her feelings about the new baby, more so than you being logical, because you are. You're being, well.
Look, I was sensitive for a couple weeks. I thought, okay, right? I didn't say anything for a few weeks, but now I'm back working, getting up early, and
the fact that you're making fun of your baby right now.
No, I'm not.
He's doing an impression, making fun of it.
Yeah. You were crying 2 days ago. What happened?
Oh, how quickly we changed.
No, I wasn't.
Eddie, do an impression of Lunchbox. Hey, so Lunchbox, how you feeling today?
I'm feeling good. The baby makes noises at night. It's beautiful.
And now do an impression of Lunchbox.
I can't sleep. The baby's just crying all night. I'm going to the couch. Listen.
Do an impression of it. The baby. There you go.
Yeah, I
you
guess
still like it?
I don't know.
I think he's kind of over it.
No. I still love the kid. I still love Baby Box, but I just can't. I've got to get some sleep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Any parents out there want to hop on and share?
Oh, I bet they have opinions.
Yeah,
they're going to say move the baby.
No, I mean, I'm curious to see if other people do the whole noisemaker thing, because then that would be encouragement for Lunchbox's wife to just do it.
Outside. Well, Lunchbox has millions of people use the noisemaker.
I'm like, they do.
What's that baby sound like again, Lunchbox? The fact that he's doing an impression,
making fun of your baby.
Yeah. Unbelievable. All right, hold on. Talking about Lunchbox, he has a baby. Baby's a month old now, Baby Box is, and your wife just wants the baby to sleep right next to the bed.
Yes, and she won't turn on the sound machine to drown out the newborn noises, which are very annoying when you're trying to sleep.
Here's some baby sound. And so Lunch is upset. Lunchbox is upset because he's trying to sleep, and you think that she has free time.
Yes. She feels comfortable. Like, I just got to hear him. Like, what if he... I'm like, you can hear the baby cry. Those noises don't need to be heard.
Candace in Virginia.
Yes.
Hop in this, please.
I side with Lunchbox's wife. My son slept in the bassinet next to my bed until he was about 8 months old when he could try to pull himself out of the bed.
Oh, you don't like that, Lunchbox?
8 months. There is no chance that baby is staying in our room for 8 months.
But from her side, the baby was premature, and she carried that baby for how long? So she's not used to being away from him, and the baby is making noises in its sleep, so anything can happen, especially with a preemie. And if the baby's right there, she's more apt to hear it.
Your thoughts?
Moving it 15 feet across the room... It's not going to change the difference. You can hear the baby crying.
Okay,
like,
but is it really going to change what you hear being
a little
bit?
Yeah, I won't hear that with the sound machine.
Okay.
Do you think you wear the pants in your relationship?
Oh, for sure.
No doubt.
No doubt. She knows I wear the pants, too. Who pays the bills? Who turns the lights out?
She works.
She works, yeah.
And right now she's on maternity leave for your baby.
Yeah.
I understand that. That doesn't mean she wears the pants.
Okay, you're still in the bed, the baby's still by the bed, the baby's still making noise, and the noisemaker's not on. You don't wear the pants.
Got him.
We've had one issue. Everything else, mine.
You're like, I'm going to the couch, but not really.
True, he didn't even go to the couch. Yeah. I was reading this story about Justin Bieber and Hailey Baldwin and who wears the pants in that relationship.
Oh, who does? They equal or what?
No, I don't think so. I think Hailey Baldwin's the pants wearer.
Why? Nice.
Yeah. Apparently, when they were crying in the park, you see a picture of them crying in the park?
No.
It's because she told him she wanted to hold off on the wedding just a bit and be engaged a little longer.
And he cried?
Yeah. The headline is, we're getting a better sense of why Justin Bieber broke down crying in Central Park. Hailey Baldwin delivered news that he didn't want to hear. She needs to go slower with Justin Bieber. I'm oddly into this relationship.
Yeah, me too.
I don't know why. It's not my thing so much, but I'm kind of into it. I watch the videos. I like that in the Page Six thing where they're like, this is how much their clothes cost.
Mm-hmm.
And they're wearing a sweatshirt that's ugly. And it's like $7,000.
That's good stuff.
I'm fascinated with that stuff, man. I shouldn't.
No, it is interesting. It's like, stepping out to go just to the farmer's market in their $3,500 Gucci bag and their $10,000 denim shorts.
I don't like zoos. With animals, but that's my zoo.
You can sit and watch.
Yeah, to see super rich people wearing ridiculous things.
I don't even think they realize how much it costs. They mustn't.
I
don't know.
They're people just
I don't picture
them,
them shopping, but.
I have a segment coming up. It's called Oh, Turn It Up. That's my jam. Where the song comes on the radio and you kind of forgot how good it was. And you hear it again. You're like, oh, that song is so good. I forgot about that song. We're going to go around the room and do that. We'll call it, Oh, Turn It Up. That's my jam.
Okay.
It's got to be a song that you probably wouldn't download or stream, but then when it comes on, you're reminded, like, oh, that's so good. And I'll tell you how it came up as I was Fast Car, Tracy Chapman.
So remember when
this song comes on, I'd be like, oh, this song's good.
Driving in your car, speed so fast, so like I was drunk.
I was like, that's my jam, turn it up. That's a good one. And you never think about it on your list of jams in your heart, do you?
And I got a feeling that I belong. I got a feeling I need someone. Need someone.
Yeah, that's a jam, right?
Dun, dun, dun.
You got a fast car, and I got a ticket to anywhere.
Dude, turn it up.
You got a fast car.
So, okay, so that's how the segment goes, right? That's going to come up in a second.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
a toddler is alive and well today thanks to some police officers who happened to be in the neighborhood. So this dad, James, was at home with his two-year-old daughter in Arizona, and his daughter fell in the pool. He grabbed her and frantically pounded on his neighbor's door, hoping someone could help his unconscious toddler, like freaking out, not knowing what to do. Well, officers that were in the neighborhood saw him acting frantic and banging on the door, so it wasn't even his neighbors that helped save him. Luckily, the officers were right there. They started CPR on the little girl and continued doing it until she let out a cry, which is obviously a sign that she was okay.
How about that? Yeah. This police officer's out checking, and the next thing you know... You recognize that cry?
Yes, I recognize that cry.
That's your baby.
Yeah, they were like in the neighborhood doing some routine like welfare check on someone, and they stumbled upon this.
Good on those officers. Good on, come on, there it is. Hey, what's happening, guys? You know, you get on your phone, you're always tinkering around trying to find stuff to do. There's a lot of games, a lot of apps out there, but I'll say this, there's only one Best Fiends. And if you're like me, you're tired of the same old apps on your phone, and let me recommend to you the puzzle game Best Fiends. There's a ton, they've been saying infinite amount of challenging puzzles, thousands of levels to play, and tons of characters to collect. It's the perfect game to play whenever you want. You can play with family, friends, by yourself. Either way, you won't get bored, and you won't be using your thumb, going, there's nothing to do on my phone. The best part, you can even play without internet connection, so you can play literally anytime, anywhere. Morgan, number two, plays it before the show starts. I catch myself playing Best Fiends just all the time, sitting somewhere, play some Best Fiends. Give it a try, and you can tell me where you catch yourself playing Best Fiends. Download Best Fiends for free on the App Store or Google Play today. That's friends without the R, Best Fiends, and you can be part of the club.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. We're transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come, Bobby.
If you're walking down the street and it starts to storm and there's lightning, do you really think there's a chance you'll get hit by the lightning bolt?
I don't
either.
But I mean...
Really?
Yeah, I don't. I'm always like, who cares?
They say it's like one in a million.
I mean, I do know someone when I was a kid that got struck by lightning in my neighborhood, so it happens.
If anyone out there's been struck by lightning, for real, call us. I'd like to hear from you.
Yeah, it went like in their shoulder and out their foot. For real, a kid.
877-77-BOBBY. This teenager, 13 years old, was walking home in the rain. He said he felt this burst of heat. Everything went dark. The lightning strike knocked a boy to the ground. He hit his head, was left unconscious. A neighbor runs up, sees him go down, performs CPR. Paramedics arrive. He goes to the Phoenix Children's Hospital. Critical condition. He's back. He's like, I survived it. I was dead for 15 minutes. Dang, I beat death.
Yeah, he
Dang.
Did.
His mom said he was carrying his skateboard and believes that it may have taken the main force of the strike.
Oh.
I just wonder, not knowing the science of it, is it chasing something moving?
No, metal.
No, I know, but it says that it took the force of... Like, humans get hit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
With no metal. And was he just lucky to have the skateboard with him? Not, did it hit the skateboard? She says...
Yeah, those are all good questions.
But I don't know the answer to any
of them. I don't either.
But this 13-year-old got nailed by
lightning. Surely we got people calling that have been struck.
No, I don't know about Shirley.
Oh, Shirley.
No, Shirley.
Shirley.
Bobby, it happens. Yes, like yeah.
The teenager sustained some injuries to his leg. Otherwise, no long-term damage. His organs didn't burn up. And
that's
a lot
cool.
of times they say people get hit by something like this, their insides fry. That did not happen. But he said he remembers the heat. I'll tell you, last night I'm at the house and John Party comes over to the house. We were recording a podcast together, the Bobby Cast. And by the way, John Party, you would know him for songs like
Might Have a Little Dirt on My Boots,
But I'm Taking You Uptown,
Head Over Boots,
'Cause You're the One I Want, You're the One.
His new song, Night Shift,
Working on the Night Shift, Baby.
I'm a big fan of John. We've done some stuff together. Amy loves John Party.
Yeah, love.
And so he comes over and we're talking and we're talking about the time he got stabbed. It's crazy.
I don't know this story.
I don't know.
Yeah, he got in a fight with a guy from another town, and the guy came over, and they had like a feud between towns. He wasn't even involved in the feud, but the guy was waiting for him and stabbed him. And so...
I didn't even know I got stabbed. My buddy came and broke up the fight and pushed me back, and his hands full of blood. Then that was like the beginning of the ride to the hospital. Took my shirt off, blood everywhere.
You got stabbed what part of your belly?
It's 11 inches across the center.
Oh, he stuck it and then went across.
And then I got two right on the left side. Yeah, no, we were bleeding.
What?
And he was going to all the hospitals and they couldn't get him. It was crazy. And then he ends up with all these scars. John Party does. And the guy ends up having to pay him.
Yeah, I was going to ask what happened to the guy.
But regardless, I survived. I didn't die. Nothing really bad happened. I got big scars across my stomach. And I was, you know, I was getting ready to move to Nashville. You know, I, that would help out with the whole move, you know. And he paid me like, I don't know, $8,000 or $9,000. And I got to keep it. And he got to live life with a felony, which isn't easy. We both moved on, and he's looking for better things, you know?
It's just one of the stories.
Wow. Wow, he went to the pen.
Listen to the Bobbycast. You can find it on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.
He's like, well, helped me move to Nashville.
Yeah, the John part. You know, and I don't know if you want to talk about his girlfriend or not, because I know he has a girlfriend. We met her.
Yeah.
Did y'all talk about that?
Yeah, yeah. He's pretty happy.
She's great. Yeah. I mean, it's the first time that you realize you found somebody great. That's a tough thing for a man. To be like, I could be good when you're so used to being bad. And we do everything together and we talk about things. It's been an eye-opener for me. So we have fun.
Why are you clapping?
He just cracks me up He's like, you know, I think it feels good to know that maybe I found the one. I'm being good because I'm used to being so bad.
Yeah, search the Bobbycast. It's John Party Night at the house.
I love
He's
that
just
guy.
So casual about his badness.
Yeah. Like, you know me, bad boy John. Some people want to talk about the lightning strikes. Hey, Blake in Texas. You're up, buddy.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, man. What do you want to say?
Oh, I was actually in Nebraska last year, there was some lightning pretty close to the vehicle, and it went through the antenna, and it actually went, like, I was outside, and I touched the door handle, and the door handle happened to be metal, so it actually went through the vehicle and then came through me, and it knocked me on my butt for a little bit, and I think I was unconscious for like 10 to 20 seconds.
So you remember the strike going, "Doo!"
Yeah, yeah. You know those zappers that you like pull pranks on people, like, yeah, through your hand? It was like that, but like 50 times worse.
Oh, wow.
Whoa.
That's crazy. Not crazy.
See, and that's just one.
Yeah.
Well, that's not even one. That's the thing got absorbed by the car and still knocked him down.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, Blake, appreciate that call, man. Let's go over to Karen in Kansas. Hey, Karen.
Good morning.
Good morning. What do you want to say?
My daughter was at a ball game, and they called the game because of lightning, and she was on the grass, and everybody else was on the sidewalk, and lightning hit the light pole and went through the ground and up into her, and we had to take her to the hospital, and she ended up taking all the enzymes out of her body.
I don't know what that means.
It caused her to convulse and have cramps and...
Wow, is she okay now?
Yeah. A couple hours and they all came back.
Oh, they just zapped them away for a little bit. That's so crazy.
Wow,
so it really crazy. Is like if you see lightning, you should just probably go inside.
Yeah, probably just go inside. Seek shelter. Is this what you're talking about, though? Like they didn't actually hit the person?
It sounds like they're not actually hitting the person.
So just somewhere near them and it goes through them.
It's like now that I'm thinking more about the kid in my neighborhood when we were younger, I'm pretty sure they were in a tree and maybe the lightning hit the tree and then went through their body.
Hey, Kay in Virginia.
Yes. Hi, Bobby.
Hey, your husband was hit by lightning?
Yes, it was a direct hit. He was carrying a piece of downspouting out behind our barn. And it wasn't even storming, but these two random bolts of lightning hit, and one of them got him, and he was in the hospital for several months.
What?
He lost half of his right foot.
Holy
and he had to have skin grafts on his arms because his arms were burned so badly. And his face looked like, because he had glasses on, and when he got struck, it threw him about 20 feet. So we found his shoes and his glasses and everything about 20 feet away. And his face looked like, well, his glasses had burned into his face before he was thrown. So
this is a real life lightning strike.
Yeah.
The other ones, they hit something. It sounds like this went right for him.
Oh yeah, he's good now. I think he's back to normal, other than lost part of his foot and has scars all over his arms.
And he also gets AM radio through his mouth. He opens it up like, oh, 32 bitch
talk radio.
Did they say Did they say why it happened? Was it because he was carrying metal or something?
I think it was. I went towards to the metal. Yeah. I guess that's what did it. It attracted it.
And he's okay. So as I make, I told a joke there, but he's okay now.
Okay now.
Okay, good. I don't want to tell a joke and he not be okay.
No, she said he was okay.
Yeah, but she'll probably tell him that joke later.
I have a friend who was a lieutenant. His name is Dan. He was yelling once at the sky. It was like, oh.
Was he on a boat or something?
Yeah, yeah.
Really?
And so lightning was the thing where he got caught in a storm.
What kind of boat?
Fishing boat. Shrimp boat.
Shrimp boat. Oh. Interesting.
I love that friend of yours.
Yeah, Lieutenant.
Is that out of Greenbow, Alabama?
Yeah. Okay. Do you know Bubba?
Yeah, Bubba Gump.
It's one of my friends. Sometimes I like to bring personal stories in.
Bubba knew all there was to the shrimp
Bubba
business.
Bubba knew all there was. Got a decision to make. There's a concert in town next Tuesday night, and I don't do weeknight shows. But I think I may go. I've started to load up my playlist. I Googled the set list.
Yeah.
And then Lunchbox hates it when I do this.
Such a loser.
And then I like to listen to the songs over and over again. So when they play it, I'm like, yeah, I still know this song. And it's kind of dumb because I invest a lot of time.
It's pretty nerdy, but that's you.
So the show is Cake and Ben Folds.
Oh, cool, man.
Right?
So yes.
Do I stay out on a Tuesday night and go to, do you know Cake?
I don't know. Never. Yeah.
Weird to me that Cake's the headliner, though.
That is weird that Ben Folds isn't.
Because Ben Folds is one of my favorite top five artists
ever.
Ben Folds here. What do you want? So do I go out on a Tuesday night?
Yeah.
And then I've got the playlist stacked, man, nonstop.
Do it.
For like 4 days I listen to it so I can hear the song once. That time,
it's
not.
It's a little nerdy, like I said, but yeah, that's you though. Hmm. You just be you.
I saw Ben Folds at the airport and geeked out. What, like a week ago?
Yeah.
Mike spotted him and he's like, yeah, there's Ben Folds.
Did you talk to him?
No.
Why not?
No, I'm a massive fan. No way.
You'd geek out.
It's just, what do you say to somebody you love?
Yeah, it's tough.
Mr. Folds, I love you.
I love you so much. I love your music.
I love
music
you so
my
much. I just couldn't do it. So I did what normal people do. I just took a picture from far, far away and zoomed in.
Yeah, that's what normal people
do. And then posted it on Insta Story and then tagged him, hoping he'd see it. And then messaged me back going, hey, man, where are you? Let's meet up.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was hoping we could get a drink or something. And then he'd say, come over to the house and play some new music. And I'd be like, I don't normally do that, but okay, I will this one time. And then we become friends. That's why I was
Did
hoping.
It happen that
no,
way?
No, none of that happened. Oh. I just stared at him.
You sound like Ray with Sam Hunt.
Oh, I love Ben Folds. You don't want to be bothered, though.
I am the luckiest.
Do you know that song?
No.
Do you know?
I'm rocking the suburbs. It's just like my...
He didn't really play... Well, not all his shows. She's a brick and I'm drowning slowly.
That I know.
That was huge when we were young.
Yeah.
Dude, Cake too. Cake's so good.
Yeah.
You should go. Live it up.
Who wants to go on a Tuesday night, though?
I'll go with you.
On a Tuesday night?
Sure.
So great. Now two people we work with are going to be out.
We're going to be so tired. It's going to be a great show on Wednesday.
It should be a rule. You take someone not from the show.
That's true.
And everybody else has to go to bed.
Early to make up for the fact that I'm going to come in just grumpy.
Yeah.
So grumpy.
This came up because one of my friends was like, is Fast Car awesome or terrible? I was like, what are you talking about? Fast Car from Tracy Chapman is awesome. Like when you hear it, you go, I forgot that song was so good.
Come on.
Because you sing all the words with it. How do you even think the song is not amazing?
You got a fast car. Now I got a ticket to anywhere. Been looking for a convenience store.
I'm not sure that's how it goes exactly.
I don't think that's the line.
Let's hear it.
You got a fast car. I want a ticket to anywhere. Maybe we make a deal.
No convenience store.
But that's a jam, right? We all agree with that?
Yes.
I remember when
you forget about it for a while, and then when it comes on, you go, oh, that's my song. So we'll go around the room. You haven't heard it in a while, but it comes on, and you go, oh, that's a jam. Amy?
I mean, I have to jam out to this. It's Sublime, What I Got.
Yeah. Oh, come on.
What I got. Yes, I remember that. Love is what I got.
And you forget about it, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't got
my dog runs away. Oh, I don't know where party's at.
You can sing whatever you want.
Okay.
It's all the same.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me see what I remember. I don't cry when my dog runs away. I don't get angry at the bills I have to pay.
What?
I don't get angry when my mom smokes
really?
Pot.
Oh, boy.
It's the bottle that
goes right to the right. It's all the same.
Good.
Living
with Louie's dog is the only way to stay sane.
Oh, see, I go, live or do or die is the only way to stay sane.
That's how I do it. I was thinking about a convenience store a minute ago.
In a fast car.
Yeah, we're just doing our own thing.
Yeah. Okay.
Lunchbox.
Oh, man, this is the jam. Lit, My Own Worst Enemy.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, that's old school.
That's a good one.
This is so good.
Can you forget? Please tell me.
What's up?
That's a jam.
That's a jam.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
And you forget about it being such a jam. They were in the bowling alley.
Yeah.
Eddie, our video guy, what did you
Man, get? I forgot about this band, Fun. And when I hear Carry On, come on.
Oh, it's so good.
Carry On, Carry On. Yeah.
Carry On. Oh, oh,
oh. Yeah, it's good.
May your past be the sad.
Fun, they were awesome.
Dude, they were so good. They're done. They break up.
Yeah. The one guy's sad. In Bleachers.
Yes, I knew that.
And then Nate Russ is doing solo.
That dude can sing.
You know, I picked one of my own, too, and oddly, it's another Tracy Chapman song.
Oh, yeah. She had two?
Oh, no, her other one was... Dude,
what is
Just As, when it comes on, you go, I gotta sing it all.
Let me hear this.
Give me one real
stand. Yeah.
And I'll turn right back around. Give me one reason to stay here. And I'll turn right back around.
Talking about song.
Oh, she might be my wheelhouse.
Oh, you mean her vocal
really,
range?
Amy?
And I told you that lonely.
Go ahead.
You gotta make me change my mind.
Okay, hey, Amy. Okay.
Wow.
I don't want no one to squeeze me. If I take away my life.
Man. Dang, dude.
Thank Steve. You.
That might be your wheelhouse, too.
It's all the wheelhouses.
Good job.
So these are songs that you don't hear for a while, and they come on, and you go, oh, that's the jam. Morgan, number two, do you have one?
Yeah, it's Walk the Moon, Shut Up and Dance.
Oh, yeah, it's a good one.
Yeah, wasn't that like yesterday?
It came out last year.
She's 24. Keep your eyes on me. I said you're holding back. She said, shut up and dance with me. This woman is my destiny. She said, ooh, ooh, shut up and dance with me. It's a jam, too. Yeah, it's a fun segment, huh?
Yeah.
They're good.
Yeah, I like going back in time.
I like this. This is a girl singing to the McDonald's drive-thru. Have you heard this clip?
Nope.
There you go.
Yes, ma'am, whenever you're ready.
Okay. Well, I want a number six super size with a Sprite and large fries. Mustard ketchup only, please. But don't you forget the cheese. I got a sweet tooth, but I'm in a hurry. Can you get one small McFlurry? Give me one of them sprinkles with some M&M's.
You like this or no, Lunchbox? She's 16.
It's awesome.
I think it's so fun.
Don't hate. He's
Lunch
about to
hate. Lunch rolling his eyes.
Why, guys, why are you such really, a hater?
He hates everything viral that's not
yeah,
here.
Yeah, later today, he's going to be at the Taco Bell drive-thru like.
Oh, yeah, go
ahead. I already texted Eddie and said I can do better than this.
Okay. But she's also rhyming.
Okay. No, she's not rhyming.
Yeah, she is.
Made a
mustard
song.
And ketchup, that is not rhyming.
She said, I'm in a hurry. Make me a small McFlurry.
I'm feeling it. Excuse me, ma'am, lady. Can you tell me, did you get that? My order, was it too fast? Because I don't want to have to come back. To the drive-thru, did you hear me?
The person's going to be like, what's happening?
Oh,
it's
gosh.
Working. They...
She's probably trying to write it down, like, okay.
I'm sure she muted her by now, right?
Coming clearly, because if it's naked, please, I'm wanting it, ba-da-ba-ba-ba, oh. I'm loving it.
Come on!
McDonald's!
What do you think about that, Lunchbox?
So overrated. Just wait until I get it.
All right.
Okay.
Tomorrow?
Yeah, tomorrow, whenever you want. I mean, what is it? Some fries.
Oh, boy. You're doing the same thing and offbeat.
way worse.
I'm going to sing what I'm supposed to sing, right?
You got to make up a song. It's also an original song.
And you have to rhyme.
I don't do whatever you want.
I don't have to rhyme. Oh. Not everything rhymes.
That's a good point. got us. Yeah, that's a good point.
Never mind.
Hey, Lunchbox, I got a text in here about you.
Okay, good.
Hey, Bobby, listening to the show, I have to say something. Does Lunchbox think that being a mother is all about taking it easy? I would really love to see him switch places with a mother and see how they actually do and how much sleep and rest they actually do not get. Let her come do the show and let him stay home with the baby all day. Your thoughts?
I mean, I don't understand what these people think. I go home and I help take care of the baby. I give my wife some time off. She relaxes. She's watching TV all the time. The baby doesn't move. You have to understand, the baby is a month old, so literally, you can just hold the baby or set it in a little, like, pillow, and the baby doesn't move, so it's not that much stress right now.
Do you still think you guys could put the baby in the crib and go away for dinner and come back? And
absolutely. The baby can't even roll over on its stomach, so you just lay it on its back like you do it. Because at night, you just leave it in the bassinet, and guess what? You wake up in the morning, baby's still there, hadn't moved, same position. It's crazy. So you could go on a dinner date, come back, baby's still going to just be laying there.
Would you ever just drive and pick something up and leave the baby there?
Yes, because if it's in the neighborhood, you need to like run to the gas station to get milk. It's a lot easier just to run, get the milk, and get home and leave the baby in the bassinet.
I know it's a lot easier, but that's the moment where something could happen. You're going to be that person that it happened.
But something could happen on the drive if the baby's in the car.
Counterpoint.
If we're playing the ifs.
So are you ever going to leave the baby at home?
If I need to.
I mean.
No, he's not. There's no way.
He's not doing it.
Are you crazy, man? We're trying out a new segment here with Morgan number two, the Millennial Minute. You want to see if this works?
The Millennial Minute with Morgan 2.
What are we talking about over there?
There's a list of things millennials are still asking their parents to do for them.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, let's play this game.
Am I millennial? Come on, guys.
She's for sure one. We're edgy.
What are we edging with?
You're on the cusp.
Millennial and whatever the one is before that.
Generation X.
Yeah, Gen Xer.
But she's hardcore millennial.
Okay. Let me see.
Morgan number two, what's the first one?
So your parents will help you research on what like internet providers to use, gas companies, electric companies.
Bills.
Yes.
Did your parents do that for you?
No, I found all of mine.
All right, good. No for you. All right, what else?
Scheduling appointments for you. Like
what?
Doctor appointments or other appointments you may have.
People do this as adults?
I just get my wife to do it. Not my mom or my dad.
Yeah. Did your parents do that for you?
My mom's helped me a few times. She has better connections than I do.
Oh, boy. Okay, what else?
Building credit, so they help you to establish yourself.
You know, I was with a guy. He said his parents opened a credit card for him. He didn't even know for like 3 years, and they bought two or three things a year. Didn't tell him, and they gave him good credit.
It's good parenting.
That's a good idea.
I thought that was a fantastic idea. Mm-hmm. Did your parents do that, Morgan number two?
They helped me with opening a credit card, yeah. They're still like signed onto it, but I do
still
all the
now
paying.
To this day? Right now?
Yeah, just in case, but I pay for everything.
Today?
Just in case
Well,
what?
I know, but like my dad did that for me in college because, again, he knew that would be good for my credit. So that was, but then when I finished college, I cut it up and was on with life.
Yeah, but you're not a millennial like she is. They get taken care of later.
Yeah, on the cusp.
Yeah. Give me one more, Morgan number two. Anything that you still do as well?
Setting up your insurance, which my parents did help me set up my insurance.
So three of those four your parents are still involved in.
Yeah, in some way or another.
Well, and that's the Millennial Minute. There you go.
That was the Millennial Minute with Morgan too.
You feel like you're pretty independent?
Yeah, I do. I mean, I'm definitely lucky. My parents are awesome.
Why are you laughing, Lunchbox?
You think you're independent. Everything you just read, your parents still do for you. There is nothing
you
independent
have their
about
card.
That. You have their credit card.
No, it's my credit card. They're just signed on
to
help
just
me.
In case they need to pay it.
To help
no,
you with what, though?
No.
It was just to help establish credit. Honestly, they could probably cut it off and it wouldn't be an issue now.
But
it just
haven't.
Hasn't happened.
Yeah.
It's easier not to deal with it. It's just fine.
And your mom helps you with appointments. Because she has
better connections.
That was the Millennial Minute with Morgan 2.
She doesn't like to be interrogated.
Yeah, guys, stop interrogating her, please.
Do you see how we all swarm?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sorry about that, Miss Independent.
What's that song? Miss Independent.
Lunchbox's mom used to take him to the doctor when he was 31 years old.
Wait, so what are you complaining about?
No, she didn't.
He just needed comfort. He just needed...
Yeah. But Lunchbox's mom would give him naked sponge baths when his ankle was broken.
I had surgery, ankle surgery. And couldn't get it wet.
But there was no reason for you to take your underwear off.
Yeah, you can wrap that in like...
Yeah, I've got to be clean everywhere.
What are you guys talking about?
And you feel like since it's your mom, she's seen it before.
Yeah, my mom's seen it before, so she'll see it again. It's okay.
You think she'll see it again later in life?
Yes, she's my mom. It's not a big deal.
What are you talking about?
Why did she see it later?
Thing. This is crazy.
It's a whole thing. His mom gave him naked... baths when his ankle was hurt.
I had ankle surgery, and I nicked my ankle.
He did have to wear one of those boots for a while.
Okay, but you can put your leg out of the bathtub.
Yes. I went under the knife.
Okay.
So what?
Thank you, Lunchbox.
That was the Millennial Minute with Morgan 2.
There it is. What's the last thing you look at before you go to sleep? Either your significant other or your phone.
Well, it's not my phone. I set my alarm of my phone away at some point, especially if we're watching something together. So I would say my computer screen and then my significant other. Nighty night.
Do you give him a kiss goodnight? Every night?
Not every night. No. That's true.
You don't care anymore?
No, it's not that we don't care, but sometimes we're falling asleep. He puts his little eye mask on, and he puts his earplugs in, and then, you know, we're watching something, and then...
Wait, he's watching something with you with eye mask and earplugs?
Well, I'm just saying, at that point, like, when he's ready to go to bed, I may still be watching, but sometimes he may be going to sleep. One of us falls asleep for the other, that's why the kiss doesn't happen. But it may happen, like, when we're cleaning up the kitchen.
All right, fire in love, I kiss him asleep.
Every night?
Yeah,
every night.
It's beautiful, Bones.
Thank you.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Let's see if you remember.
So you say it's your... The last thing you see is your significant other?
Yes. Okay. And then the last thing you see is...
Well, yeah, I know you've been smart here.
No, I'm not. But you just...
I would say this week, the last 2 weeks has been a book.
That is good. Because that's better than me. We should read more.
Well, I've been watching TV every night of my life, and I've shut the TV off. Mm-hmm. Last night I had terrible nightmares. But other than that, I've been reading every night, so it's been a book. Most time phone or computer. I don't have a girlfriend or anything yet. But I will, and I kiss her every night before sleep. And if I come in and she's asleep, give her a little kiss.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Something to look forward to.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Thank you.
Maybe that's a challenge. We need to do, Eddie, we should take that as a challenge to do that.
What?
Kiss our significant other every night before bed.
Oh, yeah, I don't. I definitely don't.
According to a new survey, 25% of people say it's their phone, and 75% of people say it is their significant other. So one in four.
Okay.
More than one third of couples say they have in their phones in bed has a negative impact on their sex life, their phones. In the bed. Where's the phone strategically placed is what I wonder.
Mine's on my nightstand.
Is it blocking?
Yeah, it's like not allowing that to happen.
In 10 years, we're going to get these phones. And they're going to go, you guys were such idiots to have these phones near your head for all those years.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Like smoking?
Yeah.
Yeah, or
when they were just like
sugar,
a bunch of idiots.
Sugar. Tumors. I know. I keep trying to explain to my kids that sugar's going to make them sick one day, and they don't get it.
But it tastes so good.
I know.
So good.
Amy says her daughter, by the way, speaking of her kids, her daughter wants to be in band.
Yeah, she brought home a permission slip for me to sign, and I signed it. And I thought, she's never been exposed to a band before because this is her first time in an American school, like the real deal. She's in sixth grade, so there's a band. And I was like, do you know what instrument you want to play? And I didn't expect her to come back with an answer. And she confidently told me the flute.
Oh, boy.
She's so excited about the flute.
What's up, Lunchbox?
Amy.
What?
Your kid is just learning how to be in America and all this. Try to steer her towards sports. Let her have an easier
I think band's awesome. You keep those skills your whole life.
Name one famous flutist.
Oh, flautist, I believe.
Yeah. Whatever they're called.
But I know, for me, it's more of music and learning music than it is a specific instrument.
I agree. I wish I had done band, but I think I was along the lines of like, when I was younger, just being honest, I kind of thought band wasn't really my jam. Like, I was more into trying to do what was considered to be more popular, and I regret that.
No!
What?
Because how many friends did you make that you still talk to because of being cool? A lot of them.
I mean,
Lunch still runs with all his high school
friends. Yeah.
I love my high school friends, but.
Exactly.
No, that's
you
not
don't
the,
hear anybody say,
some
oh,
of them were in the band.
Friend.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
All right.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Well, it looks like Aretha Franklin died.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I'm seeing 4 minutes ago from the Associated Press. Publicist for Aretha Franklin says the Queen of Soul died at her home in Detroit. It said died Thursday, so today. But, you know, we talked about it yesterday, and she had been sick, and she was in hospice. And so, what do you have there? It's from TMZ. Aretha Franklin, known for having one of the greatest voices in music history, and for hits like Respect and Natural Woman, died Thursday after a long battle with cancer. Again, this is from TMZ. Aretha passed away in her Detroit home where she was under hospice care. She had been in failing health for many months and she was down to 86 pounds.
Mm.
She was surrounded by friends and family when she passed. Well, that sucks. Man, some good music though, I tell you. We were flipping through it yesterday a little bit. I mean, just to hear the Aretha stuff, like Natural Woman, Respect. What are some of the other ones we were playing? Do you even know?
Well, I mean, we played more than that, but now those are the only ones I can think of at the moment. But gosh, I mean, it's so great she was able to be in her home with family and friends by her side. I know exactly what that's like, and it's so special for your family to be a part of that. It's hard to watch a loved one go through that, but she's no longer in pain anymore. But she left behind quite the legacy.
Yeah, for sure. Natural Woman. I pulled up the list. As I was talking, I was trying to find it.
Looking out on the morning rain. I used to feel so uninspired. And when I knew I had to face another day.
Yeah, if you just heard a song, Aretha Franklin apparently just passed away. I mean, come on, this is like the jam still.
Yep.
Maybe one of the most famous songs in American popular music. Everybody knows that song, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Don't they put that in cartoons and stuff too?
It's everywhere.
Aren't kid, like kids know it too because of cartoons? What else we got here? You better think.
You better think.
Think about what you're trying to do to me.
Think. Let your mind go, let yourself be free. Let's go back, let's go back. Let's...
Chain of Fools, Call Me. There you go. Well, rest in peace, Aretha Franklin. Boy, you did leave us lots of musical treasures that we're going to continue singing for years. Even when we're gone, people will be singing them. Rest in peace.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
Okay, so something that's popular right now is called a red wine float. It's similar to a root beer float, but it's a wine milkshake. Mm-hmm. And some people are doing it with like dark chocolate ice cream over red wine or something, so it doesn't have to necessarily be vanilla. But add a little seltzer in there as well and some chocolate syrup. Boom, you got yourself a red wine float.
I never had red wine, but wine smells gross. So I'm asking you, does that sound appealing to you?
Red wine and chocolate goes nice in my mind.
I don't even like dark chocolate. Blech. I like milk chocolate.
Ooh, it's good stuff.
I like creamy chocolate.
Ooh.
I like super chocolate.
Oh, super chocolate.
Anything but dark chocolate. What are the other kinds of chocolate?
Milk.
Powdered chocolate, like Nestle Quick. That's good stuff.
I'll take it.
Spoonful of that.
All of it. Dark chocolate's not good. What else, Sam?
Okay, so did you know there's an area on your face called the triangle of death?
Yeah, you're not supposed to pop the zits there.
Mm-hmm, it stretches from just above your nose down to both sides of your mouth. And yes, if you pop a pimple in that area, you could die. Mm-hmm. It could cause an infection.
What are you talking about?
Let's not be dramatic.
No, it's what it says here. It's called the triangle of death, and it could cause an infection that could spread straight up into your brain. And, rest in peace.
Oh, gosh.
What's it called again?
The triangle of death. Which, I always pop pimples in that area.
Me too.
Like around my nose. I even try to extract things that aren't there.
All right, what else, Anne?
Sometimes it does cause my brain to hurt a little bit. And I don't know if y'all checked out or if anybody follows Aerosmith on Twitter. Anybody?
No.
Or Steven Tyler.
I love Aerosmith, though, but no, I don't follow him on Twitter.
So Steven Tyler was on the Today Show yesterday, officially announcing his Las Vegas residency. And he was doing a walkthrough where tons of fans were hanging out. And at one point, he's walking through the crowd and a guy jumped out in front of him, put his arm around him and tried to sneak a selfie. Steven ducked under his arm, pushed him away. But then he's irritated. But then someone else is filming it and you see him get back into character of like, what's up?
Well, probably scared him that someone jumped on him.
Well, he later went to his Twitter because the guy posted the video of it. So then Steven retweeted it with a caption up top that said, "No time, bro. This is live television. Come to the show if you want an intimate experience."
Also, don't be jumping out on people like that.
And that was the other thing too. It's like, it's got to be a little freaky and scary for him because it definitely caught him off guard a little
bit. Yeah, I see it. I would have been scared. It's some idiot dude just jumping right on him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But it's funny also too to see Steven's face go from irritated to then like, oh yeah.
I'm on TV.
I'm on TV. Yeah. Be cool.
Yeah.
Wow.
Come on.
Yeah. So, that's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Bobby Bones. Yeah.
I know the show's over, but if you're just craving more of hearing me talk, which who's not, huh?
I mean, I wake up and I'm like, can't wait to hear Bobby talk.
There's John Party and I. doing a Bobby cast at my house last night. Check that out. I think John Party's fantastic, like, as a dude. But his story's interesting and how he got stabbed so many times.
Might have a little dirt.
Just go listen to it. Search Bobby Cast, iHeartRadio, or wherever you get your podcasts. John Party was over at the house last night. Gonna go get some business to get to, some work stuff to get to.
Yeah.
We had a bunch of meetings, so I gotta get out of here. Anything you wanna say, Amy, today?
No. Just hoping everybody has a great day.
Love it when you say that. Yeah. We'll see you here on Friday. Cole Swindell in tomorrow. Whoop. We'll talk to Morgan Evans tomorrow. And yeah, it'll be a good one. Dance parties tomorrow, too. Thank you. Goodbye, and have a great day.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines. Plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on StraightTalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines. All on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. The show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them every day can make all the difference in the world. That's why everybody should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's better, H-E-L-P.com.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com, that's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.